And a double thank you if you've just joined us for the first. This is indeed the inaugural edition of the Radio Elton Show podcast. For such an extraordinary and historic event, we didn't want to take any chances, so we played it safe, at least I think. We invited along a veteran of Elton John World interviews. He's a drummer who did the honours on Tina Turner's We Don't Need Another Hero, worked with Nick Kershaw and auditioned for Elton John at the Live Aid concert. That's the biggest ever gig back in 1985. He did rather well at Wembley Stadium for that event and went on to be Elton's drummer through most of the 1990s. Can we have a really, really big and warm welcome to Charlie Morgan. Welcome, welcome, Charlie. Can you hear us all right?
I can, yes. Good evening.
Yes, great to have you on the show. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty well. Yes, it's sultry afternoon here in Tennessee.
Doesn't that sound so evocative? You say Tennessee, just drop it in there like that, you know. It sounds like a really nice part of the world.
It is, actually. Tennessee's a nice state. I'm not sure about the politics myself.
Okay.
But where I live in Nashville is actually a stronghold of the Democrat side. So mm-hmm. It has a lot of transplants from elsewhere. And so it's a little bit more level-headed, shall we say.
Right.
I'm going to say. I'm going to get into politics here.
No, that's fine. We'll steer you away, actually, if that's all right. So I know you left the UK and another place that's dogged with, shall we say, suspect politics at the moment, more than 20 years ago. And now you're living out in Nashville, really an incredible place to be, I'm sure. I was actually marvelling at your very posh new sound room decked out with your drum kit. Can you tell us what kind of hardware you entertain these days? And is it what you used when you worked with Elton John?
Well, officially, I'm a Natal endorser. But actually, the kit that is in the tracking room is an old one from... Actually, it started life in the 1985-86 tour with Elton. It features on the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra video that we did. So it's the same kit as that. It's a Premier Black Shadow kit. And I set it up in the studio because I have I like it very much. It featured on all of the Elton albums that I recorded as well.
Oh, really?
So it has quite a history, yes.
Wow. So it's the same, the real, it's not just the same design, it's the actual drum kit that you used in these recordings.
Yes. We used it on tour in 85 and 86. And I actually used a different kit on the Ice on Fire album, but I only played on, two, three tracks on that. That was when I first met Elton. But then I got this drum kit from Premier for the world tour. And in mid-tour... Actually, middle of 86, we did the sessions for, 1986. We were at Visselord Studios in Holland, and that kit was used on that. And then, yes, actually, it's every single, I'm thinking about this, every single album I did, studio album, with Elton, featured that kit.
How amazing. And there was some seriously good music recorded in those years as well. So that's quite an honorary drum set you've got there.
It is, yes. And I have a lot of...
We'd love to offer you the full interview.
Yeah, sounds good.
And you can hear it all. Visit Elton John World or go straight to our launch pad at radioeltonjohn.world. Radio Elton John now reaches 90 countries and the list is growing. We welcome Elton fans from the USA, Europe, Australia, Brazil, Africa, South Korea, India, Ukraine, Thailand, Egypt, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and many others. Elton's world is a big world. Subscribe today from eltonjohn.world.